Hi, this is John Edmiston, and I would like to lead you now in a prayer to break the power of sin in your life and to see all those bad habits fall away from you so that you can walk in victory as a Christian and be a consistent Christian and be a godly Christian who's walking in the power of God and not falling into sin every day. The secret to this is in the Bible. It's in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, and we'll look at that and we'll do a little bit of teaching before we pray the prayer. Let's have a look at that verse. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. I say then, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is against the Spirit, and the Spirit desires what is against the flesh. The flesh is your sinful nature. And these, the flesh and the Spirit, are opposed to each other so that you don't do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So you've got to walk by the Spirit. You've got to be led by the Spirit. You've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God living in your personality with the power to change it. So Holy Spirit comes into your personality, and He alone can really change you and break the power of sin in your life. And then also in Galatians chapter 2, this is what Paul says about his life. He says, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So in other words, Paul's old nature, it's gone away, and the life he lives now, he's living in Jesus. He lives by faith. He lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. He's got a new power in his life that's helping him to be victorious. So we've got to ask for the Holy Spirit to indwell us and to fill us on a daily basis so we start breaking the power of sin in our life. And just a couple of little promises in the Bible to help us along the way. In the book of 1 John, small little book towards the back of the Bible, not the Gospel of John, but the first epistle of John, 1 John and 1 verse 9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So as we confess our sins out to God, as we tell God about the things we've done wrong, as we tell God about our bad habits, our bad thoughts, even our bad deeds, and we confess them to Jesus, he is faithful and righteous, not just to forgive us, and he does, he forgives us, he wipes the slate clean, he also cleanses us from all unrighteousness. God's going to cleanse you by the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We want God's cleansing power in our life. And in later on in that book, it tells us about the power of prayer. It says, now this is the confidence we have before him. Whenever we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked him for. Now, what it's saying is whenever we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. In other words, when we pray to God that he will take away the sin in our life, he hears us, because it's according to his will that we get rid of our bad habits and our sin and our failure. It's according to God's will, and he hears us. And if we know that he hears whatever we ask, if we're sure of that in our heart, we know that we have what we asked him for, and we're going to ask him for a consistent Christian life, and that is something that's definitely the will of God. So let's just do that now. Let's come before the Lord and let's ask God for that consistent, holy Christian life. Lord, we're coming to you and we're confessing that we have not lived the Christian life as we should have lived the Christian life, and we're needing help. We need help to break the power of sin in our life. It's got hold of us. We've got bad habits. We've got bad thoughts. We've done wrong things. And we're coming to you now for cleansing, Lord. And Lord, we're going to come according to your word that if we confess our sins, that you are righteous and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we're coming for that cleansing, Lord. So, Lord, we confess that we have sinned. We put our sins before you now, Lord Jesus, and ask for your forgiveness. We confess we have sinned in our thoughts. We have sinned in our words. We have sinned in our deeds, Lord Jesus. We have done things that we should not have done, Lord Jesus, and we say that to you. And Lord, in our laziness, we've left undone things that we should have done. We've just not lived the life as we should have lived. We've lived an inconsistent Christian life, and we're asking, Lord Jesus, for you to come and change us now by the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you've promised that you're going to hear this prayer, that you're going to hear it because it's according to your will. And we come before you, we're asking you to hear this prayer and to answer this prayer because it's a prayer according to your will, Lord Jesus. And we confess all that we've done wrong, and we're asking to change now in the name of Jesus. We're asking that the name of Jesus and the power of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord Jesus. And so we're going to ask now for this. We're going to ask for this cleansing by the power of the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come before you and we ask for power and victory. We ask for your righteousness to break forth in our life. For your love, joy, peace, and patience to break forth in our life. For your holiness to come in our life. And we ask that the Holy Spirit will now indwell us and will break all the power of sin in our life. For the Spirit, it pushes that sin out. And Lord, we ask for the Holy Spirit to come in and defeat the works of the flesh and to defeat the evil thoughts in our mind and to cast out all that is dark and iniquitous in us. And Lord, we come against the forces of Satan that tempt us. And we say, Lord, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. We come against the dark forces and we rebuke them in the name of Jesus and tell them to get out of our life. And all those dark moods that lead us into sin and moods full of revenge and anger and self-pity, we rebuke them and we say, you have no more power over us to lead us into sin. And that lust which grabs hold of our mind and heart, or the greed or the envy, we break them in their power in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say, Lord, may we be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We are being cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We confess, Lord Jesus, that it is your work that saves us, not our own work. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you will pour out your Holy Spirit into us and give us love and give us wisdom and give us holiness and give us victory over sin according to your word. Lord Jesus, we ask this, and we ask that you will give us a vision of success. Give us faith that we will be holy. Give us faith that we can rise up. Give us faith, Lord Jesus, into our hearts and mind that we can have the victory in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the victory in Jesus' name. We thank you that you're going to work this work in our life, that it is no longer I that liveth, it's no longer my old self that liveth, but it is Christ that lives in me. And our old self is gone, and it is Christ that lives in us. And all things are new. Behold, all things have passed away, and all things are new. And we claim a new life in the Holy Spirit. We claim a newness of life. We claim the cleansing of the Lord. We claim the filling of the Holy Spirit. We claim victory over sin. We claim newness of life. We claim that we will be able to walk in the Spirit. We will be led by the Spirit. We will be filled with the Spirit. We will be empowered by the Spirit. We will walk in victory and holiness and truth. And we will be filled with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be filled with the love and the peace and the holiness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be filled with these things by faith. And by faith, we claim them in the name of Jesus. We claim the filling of the Holy Spirit. We claim victory over sin. We claim renewed minds. We claim renewed hearts. We claim that your laws will be written on our hearts, Lord Jesus. We thank you now that you are changing us. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is in us and he lives in our personalities and he has the power to change us. And we ask that you will change us now in the name of Jesus forever. Amen.